There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the T here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer. Representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
Now, we hope you had a happy Halloween full of crazy shenanigans, but with us, it's funny business every day around here, and we're back to make you laugh. Now, Portia is out spending time with PJ, but no worries. Sitting in with us is our good friend, singer, actress, star of the show Family Hustle, LaToya Luckin. Yeah. And as we bounce this ball all the way to L.A., we got Heidi Frank and Chewy hanging out with us. And joining them from Fox Soul TV, actress and radio personality Tammy Mack. What up, y'all?
Right here. She's right here. She brought a fan.
Well, moving on, man. Later on, we're going to go thirst trapping with the stars. And Andrew Freund sits down with Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon in the cast of the new series, The Morning Show. But first, what you got, Brat?
All right. Everyone knows Prince was a musical genius, right?
Right.
Yes. Well, now we're getting some new insight into his life. Talk show host Tamron Hall and Prince used to talk every morning about their outfits. Wait. One day when she was hosting the Today Show, she sent him a selfie so he could see what she was wearing. Well, Prince used her selfie as the cover for his single, If I Could Get Your Attention. What? When Tamron asked him about it, Prince sent her this email. Check it out.
This is the email. Hate your red dress. Why? Because it's touching your body and I'm not. Yes, I'm happily married now. We'll leave that there. We'll just let that simmer. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
That is a great line, though.
So smooth. Yeah.
What?
I'm a little jealous, though, because I actually met Prince.
Me too.
I was on the radio, and I was talking about how I was a fan. I'm a part of his fan club. And he called in and said, well, come host my show at the Palladium. And I went to host the show at the Palladium, met him, and I forgot you're not supposed to touch him.
Girl.
And so I just went and grabbed him.
No. Girl, I did the same thing.
Girl, when I first met him, I did the same thing.
I must have bear-hugged his ass.
Because he looked so cuddly.
Listen, he was walking through the airport, his security, nobody could stop me. It was so fast, I saw him and was just all over him.
But you know what, though? You know. But my thing is, I'm surprised that Prince and Tamron were, she just seemed like his type.
She seems
she's
his type,
up
like,
and down.
She's beautiful,
but I mean,
gorgeous.
More like the, what's her name? The Avalonia and the Mate. They all kind of had that exotic look. Tamron's a regular girl from town.
No, she is drop dead gorgeous.
She is beautiful.
A brown skin, beautiful, banging Barbie doll. That's why Prince wanted to touch her.
I think they talked about clothes every morning because aren't they basically the same size?
I was going to say that to maybe he was like, where'd you get that girl? I'd like to wear it.
I hate that dress because it's on you and not me.
All right, the new Terminator movie, Dark Fate, is out now, but Linda Hamilton almost didn't make it into the movie. So the little backstory there is Terminator producer James Cameron. Mm. He's Linda's ex-husband.
Yep. Mm.
Okay.
And but why did how did you come around? What was that process like? Who asked you to do it?
Jim Cameron called.
Uh-huh.
And then he called a second time.
Okay.
And then he called a third time and said it's about work. And I was like, oh, what's up?
I see. So the first two times you did not answer the call.
No, I don't answer or call back.
Okay.
It's just my very nature.
So imagine like your ex-husband's calling you. You look at your caller. Decline.
He's drunk. He wants to be hit it again.
Yeah, right. And then third message, he had to be like, listen, call me back. It's about work. I'm not trying to holler at you. And then all of a sudden, he's like, hello. And that's how she ended up in the new Terminator movie.
Nice.
Wow.
Just because she called it
back. I saw the movie, and she was amazing in it. So I'm glad she came back to do it. Yes.
She had to come back to do it.
How did you see it? You already saw it?
Yeah, I'm kind of famous. I'm kind of a big deal here in L.A. I'm kind of a big deal on these streets, Frank.
Yeah.
What's up, Brad?
Who knew?
It was a screening, bro. We went to a screening. It was amazing. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, so if you did text your ex, would they answer you back? Or would they be like, new phone, who dis?
All my exes would text me back.
Really? All my exes.
All of them. You know who you are. She watches this show. She watches this show. You would text me back.
Now, what about your ex, Frank?
She did.
She died? Did you kill her, Frank?
Since yesterday?
Oh, Frank killed his ex,
That explains that time we brought that carpet out of your house, and you were like, hey, my wife would help me, but she's out of town.
Rug, this is really heavy.
Like, all right, y'all, it's time for another
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Jesus.
Whoa.
All right, first up is one of our favorites in this segment, and that's actress Tracee Ellis. Honey, she just had a birthday, and, check out this picture from her account. Damn. The caption reads, it's my birthday. I'm 47 and filled with gratitude. No filter, no retouch. 47-year-old thirst trap. Boom.
Her body is banging.
She told us it's a thirst trap, so that's what it is.
Easily a thirst trap. She's been thirst trapping her whole life. She's the Nino Brown of female thirst trap.
Yes, she is. And I love it.
I think she's hottish.
She's grownish, blackish, mixish, and hottish.
Yes, she is. Only thing fat on her is her ass.
Career.
She got dinner roll booty.
Well, next up is Zac Efron, actor. And star wanted to show off his sauna with this picture.
This is the worst I've seen Zac Efron look. I mean, he's not.
Are you looking close? At what I'm looking at?
I like that height. What? It's amazing for to say he's white, but his blanket is black.
Put your glasses on.
Whoa. Gary, you like it?
Yeah, I mean, look at that. Look what's hitting his navel.
Look what's coming out of the top of the shorts.
That's his drawstring.
Oh, there ain't no drawstring.
You got a little dirty gutter brain.
You guys are reaching.
He's not thirst trapping. He's just being a man.
I say it's a thirst trap.
Definitely.
He's not thirst trapping. No, he's in the sauna chilling. Stop.
That's the worst he's ever looked.
He's a thirst trap because his legs is cocked out.
He's giving the thirst trap eyes, but,
well, let's move along to something way better than that.
You think? Yeah.
Next up, one of my favorites, model, actress, Emily Ratajkowski.
Yes.
You do love her, yes.
Oh, yeah. She shared this photo with the caption, morning at home. Oof. Look at her. She's sitting on the couch. She's buck naked with a cup of coffee covering those booze eyes.
Are those her parents? What is that? That's a massive photo.
Her parents approve.
Because the way the picture is, it looks like it's from the yard, and that's a window, and her mom and dad are just outside in the garden while she's sitting half naked on the couch.
And the dog is like,
what's up?
The thing about Emily Ratajkowski is she thirst traps just when she wakes up in the morning. I mean,
she's hot. Leave her alone. She's hot.
Y'all, it's a thirst trap.
Y'all wish y'all was a dog.
Thirst trap. This one, honey, is from my niece, honey, Miss Jordan Woods. Now, Jordan shared her Halloween costume as Cleopatra with the caption, I found my black queen, Cleopatra. Here she goes.
Am I tripping?
Did I see nipple?
Did you guys see nipple? I use my imagination to see nipple, yes.
We watched it again.
There was no nipple. If two people touch the degree, it's a nipple.
Can we roll that beautiful bean footage again?
We should go back to the tape.
What? Yeah, she got the little silicone bra.
You might see a shadow. Well,
let us have our dream.
Is she timed her stroll to the music? That's why it's thirst trap.
She looks great.
So is that a thirst trap?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Okay. No, it's not.
Let's move on. All right. Finally, it's my girl, Cardi B, in her Halloween costume as a sexy nurse with the caption, "I'm here to assist you with your stinking ass." Is this a thirst trap or not?
Cardi B is a living legend thirst trap.
She's a thirst trap in Hall of Famer. The skirt is really short.
It ain't short, bruh.
I almost threw money at my screen. Well, yo, coming up, find out how Suzanne Summers keeps it hot with her husband at 73. All that plus more when we come right back. Dish
Nation. Do you ever feel tired and dehydrated after a long day of handling business? Well, I do. Liquid IV is the fastest, most efficient way for me to stay hydrated. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. With added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12, Liquid IV helps prevent jet lag and headaches when traveling. It's TSA friendly. It's perfect for on-the-go travelers. It can be used before, during, and after flights. I love using Liquid IV. It keeps me hydrated and feeling great during long days. Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find them everywhere, even Costco. Clean ingredients and can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, my viewers get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use my code DISH at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. So go to liquidiv.com, enter my promo code DISH to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code DISH. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh, yes.
Who needs Viagra?
Who needs Viagra
when you can get this? Now, Suzanne Summers, who's 73 years old, she just spilled the deets on how her and her husband, who's 83, his name is Alan Hamill, how they still manage at that age to get it on.
73 and 83,
yes. Right. In a recent interview with Daily Mail, the actress revealed she and her husband get a little help from weekly shots of PT-141, which helps generate sexual arousal, and it's working because they're having sex not once, but twice a day.
With PT-141, now I've had sex on Mad Dog 2020.
Hey! I'm sure you have. Me too. Me too.
I myself just try a little porn.
Is that your hack? Your sexual hack with your man to keep it all lively? You guys watch porn together?
No, not together.
Okay.
Suzanne said, I thought, wow, what a great thing because men have had Viagra, but this is actually a shot for both men and women. That's not a drug. It just stimulates the part of your brain that says, hey, I'm kind of in the mood. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And it's not a drug, so I love it. That's awesome. I love to hear that.
Me too.
Who is going to be the person who has senior sex? I mean, who we can count on?
I'm
83 years old.
I think so too.
Me too.
Tammy, yes.
Frank, no. Oh, yeah. No.
You're 83. I'm going to be like, come on, ride that thing. Come on.
I'm going to tell my wife, babe, tonight, why don't you...
Take them teeth out.
Take them teeth out.
What are you talking about? You told that last night.
Somebody...
All right, we're gonna take a sharp right turn here. What do you do when your significant other has you out in the world looking crazy? Talk show host Adrienne Houghton opened up on The Real about when she first started dating her husband, gospel singer Israel Houghton. Now, I don't know if you recall way back when that happened. I think it was 2016. There were rumors that he was still married, and nobody could find divorce papers. Right. But, you know, women can find anything.
Yeah.
So
true.
So Adrienne was like,
she went on the hunt for the divorce papers.
Yes, take a look.
Ooh. So this is the thing. If you're being real, like, you want to talk to the man and you're like, yo, you got me out here looking crazy. Like, let me see the paperwork. Crazy thing is, him and his ex-wife actually filed under their initials and not under their names. So when Page Six and a lot of these other news outlets went to go look for divorce documents, they couldn't find them because they were under their initials for their privacy. Ha-ha!
Okay, Lonnie Love is looking like, bitch, please.
Uh-huh. Right? That is such bull. You can't do that.
You can't do that?
I don't think so.
You've been divorced, though. Did you have to, were you initialing documents, or were you, like, signing your full name?
I think I just did it online.
I don't even think.
LegalZoom?
Yeah. LegalZoom, that bitch.
If you're able to do that, then why wouldn't every celebrity do that?
Exactly.
So that we can't go into public record and find that you did that.
That part.
Yeah, I'm just going to take her initials down to the Kinko's.
Yeah.
See if I can get a divorce.
All right, so, Tammy, you're super famous.
Yes.
You have a new show on digital platform Fox Soul. Tell us about Fox Soul and your new show, please.
My new show is called The Tammy Mack Late Show.
Chicks and Late Night,
yes. So excited about it. It actually celebrates Black excellence. Erica and Warren Campbell on this week, and fashion designer Carl Kanai to find out what he's been up to, right?
Dang. That sounds like a good show to watch.
So make sure you are tuned in to The Tammy Mack Late Show on Fox Soul. You can just download the app, Fox Soul, or you can log on, FoxSoul.tv. Oh, we have fun!
Yes!
All right, coming up, Andrew Freund sits down with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon to talk about their new series, The Morning Show.
Mm.
Let's keep it right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, the new series, The Morning Show, premieres today on Apple TV+. And Andrew Freund recently chatted with Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and the cast. Check it out.
We're in the middle of an epic rebirth. Her sell by date expired years ago. I want you to start grooming some new people.
Your show sucks.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
barely
you.
News.
Watching a beloved woman's breakdown is timeless American entertainment.
Let's just first of all talk about, I've seen the first two episodes, and I'm reckoning the show to like cocaine, crack cocaine, because I need more of it.
It's gonna get worse.
It's gonna get worse.
It's so good.
The and it's not, so good. It's only weekly, so you're gonna have to wait.
Yeah, episode 5 is like bananas.
Yeah. Steve, you could be, you know, a real life thing. I trust you to read the news in real life. Would you ever want to?
You could not trust me to do that. No. That would be a very bad idea. Well, I doubt anyone would take anything I said seriously at this point. So.
That's true. Well, this is what I'm gonna do now, is because there's a lot about male and female power dynamics in the show. I'm gonna make both of you a man for a day. Boom, boom. What are some of the things you would want to experience as a guy for a day?
What it feels like to stand up and
pee?
Well, I'd run a company.
Okay.
That's in your face. Yeah, there you go. Just beat that. This is what I would do. If I was a woman for a day, I would say, please make me either Reese Witherspoon or Jen Aniston.
Okay.
And wait, then, we can make requests?
Yeah.
I want to be Oprah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I wouldn't want to be a man for a day. I love being a woman.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, poor men, they have such a hard time. I don't want to experience that.
I think it'd be, for me, eye-opening to experience how much a woman has to sort of pivot her sexuality just day to day, and you know that would be eye opening for me.
So you want to experience a female orgasm?
I don't know if I want to. Well, yeah, you know. I heard it's different.
You want a female orgasm?
This is Dish Nation. Okay.
How big of a Dish Nation fan are you? Let's talk about it.
It's great.
Okay.
Let me tell you all about it.
Yeah.
It covers things like The Morning Show, which is incredibly important material to be covering, and because of that, it's prestige.
Right. Okay, now you guys play entertainment journalists on this show.
Yeah.
I am an entertainment journalist.
That's you, baby.
How did we do?
How
so,
we do?
I mean,
how did we do?
It's like looking in a mirror right okay, now. Mm-hmm. Take me guys through your morning routine. What is your guys' morning routine?
Cup of coffee.
Coffee.
Immediately have very strong coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee. Start with coffee.
Big cup of coffee. I don't do anything unless I've had my coffee.
What was your first morning show appearance, and what were you guys promoting?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't even remember. I was probably promoting, I think I was promoting a show. I did my first movie when I was 14, and I was, I think, on a talk show when I was 15, and I just knew it all.
Oh, isn't it hard to watch those interviews?
Oh,
back?
It's so painful.
Because you're trying to be so mature and speaking this voice. I was just like, oh my God, you poor thing.
Frankly, I've let you bozos handle this long enough. We are doing this my way.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, can we kick some shout-outs one time?
Can we do, please?
I got to send a big shout-out to Emma Thompson because she is out here saving jobs.
Yes.
Oh, now, the Oscar winner was dining at an upscale restaurant with a few other celeb friends, and allegedly the waiter at the spot broke the restaurant's protocol to ask one of Emma's guests if he could grab a quick selfie, all right? Ooh. So they declined, and word is he was suspended until further notice, and when the actress heard about the waiter's fate, she reportedly was horrified over what happened and called the restaurant and urged them to reverse the decision.
Good. Oh, that was nice.
That was really nice.
Have y'all ever been in a situation where people kind of like, you know, walked up on y'all? Because, I mean, like, obviously you guys are going to be the most famous people that walk into like 95% of rooms. So have people ever tried to sneak a picture with you or you got somebody
what
fired?
What kind of question is that? You already know that. We go through the worst things with pictures and people trying to be slick, acting like they own their phone, but they actually holding their phone you. Up.
Now, there was a time when I was out to eat with my family and I was literally choking. And the girl was still standing there. And
while
I was like,
you were choking?
While I was
that's what I mean.
Choking,
mm-hmm.
dog.
Things are rude.
I'm like, or in the bathroom. Rude. Like, I'm in the stall, and they're knocking. Like, when you come out, kid, I'm like,
no,
I didn't wash my hands
yet. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
okay.
When it's like, guys. Right. But other than that, I have no problem taking pictures. Because right. These are people that support you, and you know.
That's true.
So yeah. I love just, fan love.
Did she know it was you, like, by your ankles in the stall, or were you harmonizing?
She saw me
go in.
No, she saw me go in and came and knocked on my stall door.
Oh. Not knocked
and was
on
like,
the
when you come out, do you mind getting a picture? And I'm like,
no, 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 no.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.